Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Myself, Jyoti Jaiswal. I'm CEO and founder of a purpose-driven enterprise. So I'm a social entrepreneur. The name of my company is Om Sutra. What I do here, I design my collection and I work with my artisan partners and underrepresented women groups in India. So we design collection that's focused more to fashion, wellness, and home decor. And we have our target audience who are who enjoy and sustainable livelihoods, sustainable living, I would say, living life consciously. And also people who love to give back, because our business is all about how we are making an impact and all about sustainability and social impact. So my whole purpose, why I started my company, was out of compassion, actually, to preserve the craft culture of my roots in India. So this is something I do out of compassion, not for my living. So it is for me, it is my passion project. And there's a beautiful story behind why I started and how I started.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. So why don't you tell our audience just kind of, how you got started and really just, I guess, diving deeper, how you really got this idea to start the company.
So it happened entrepreneur thing was something always in me. It was in my DNA as well, I would say. So it started actually I was here in New York and my family was in India. So I went for a trip to meet my family and friends there. There was event, and I went there and I saw there were so many artisans. I love handmade, actually, and I love anything that's natural. So I went to that place and I saw a lot of artisans work. They had their display, but they were having a hard time. The fair was for a few days and they were not able to sell enough. So I was looking into each and every handmade things that they were making. When they came to know that I'm from USA and I love art and craft and handmade things. So after a couple of hours, they came to me. They saw me I'm going into each and every, artisan's booth and all. And then they asked me I see that you're so much interested and we are having a hard time and we are not able to sell what we are making because we have to compete with the machine made and also big business owners who are in this handmade. It's very difficult. And for these reasons, it feels to go away from this craft and look for another job. And our children, they don't want to continue this tradition of handmade that we have learned from their forefathers. And for us, this is the only way of livelihood. We don't know anything else because this is what has been coming from one generation to another. So that really touched my heart and I felt what I can do for them. But at that point, I didn't have any business or anything. But yes, I loved handmade. So at that point, I bought a lot of stuff just to help them out. And I did give them my contact just in case if they need any help or anyway, I could be of any help.
What year was it? Was it 5 years ago, 10 years ago? When exactly did you kind of?
It was somewhere around 2005.
2005. Okay.
2005. Yeah. 2005. So it was in 2005 that, somewhere around, that time, because I start. So at that point, when I was there in 2005 and I got a lot of stuff and I brought back here and I gave some as a gift to my family in India. And I brought some here just to, I'll give it as a gift to my friends and family. But that was not the end of it, because it should be something more sustainable, right? They can look into more growth for them. So I felt how I can help them, because they reached out to me do you need more? But for me, already I bought so much, how much I can give as a gift? Then I started looking how I can help them, and Now the connection of the craft from India to the people here in the United States and to make it into a sustainable thing for them, I started looking into, you know, different avenues or how I can help, like going into the craft field, things like that. And finally, I thought like where the connection would be like yoga and meditation, because people like that is something East meets West, right? Through yoga and meditation. So like I started looking into yoga studios, and I came to know, and I met many of the yoga studio owners, and they said like, we love this stuff, and like Ganesha statues and handmade things, and they wanted things from India, and like, so I looked into their pain points, what are the things they are looking into, and what are the things that these artisans can make. So I looked into my niche market, like at that point, because those were the people who were interested. Like for me, I was looking for people who could respect the craft culture and who could like respect the feel that, okay, how we can help that social impact, you know? So I found that, okay, they are the right people to whom I can, you know? So I started designing my collection. So I myself designed the collection, and I used to look into like, who are the artisans who are struggling, and also the underrepresented women groups to whom I can help. So I usually, what I do is I design the collection, looking into like what my target audience are looking for and how I can help them, and looking into their pain points, because it is very important that your product has to be, you know, like per market fit to their market, your target audience. And so I design yoga mat bags, yoga props and accessories, everything that needs for a practice for yoga and meditation and green living. So that's how Om Sutra was born, with a deep desire to preserve the craft culture. Yeah, craft traditions of my roots in India. And we officially launched in 2007 as Om Sutra. So the Om, it has a meaning actually. Om is the sound of the universe, and Sutra is the thread that connects East and West. So it is all about how we can make that meaningful connections with the craft traditions and handmade. And handmade is also like a piece of, you know, what you learn in yoga and meditation, the perseverance, the patience. So
that's amazing. So like you obviously mentioned, right, in the very beginning, it was more of just kind of word of mouth, maybe like in your community, reaching out to local yoga studios. But I guess, you know, obviously now in 2024 that you're online on Shopify. So as of now, like, are your customers all over the US? And I guess, like, how do they find you?
So my customers are like globally. So not only in the United States, but in other countries as well. So when I started my company, I started with wholesale. So it was wholesale and distribution. And I did like some strategic partnership with another retailers. So who are selling my collection on their like brick and mortar yoga studios and online retailers. So gradually over the time, I looked into like what are the market needs. And based on the market needs, we designed different products so we can capture more of the target audience. And mostly it started with word of mouth, and then through strategic partnerships. So we made partnership with Walmart, Wayfair, and then Zulily. So I had a different purpose, you know, like having partnerships with Zulily or Walmart or Wayfair, selling on Amazon as well. And there were many other marketplaces, and reaching out to customers all over United States and in other countries as well. So right now we have retailers who are selling not only in United States, but like in Australia, Netherlands, and many other countries. So,
for sure. But I guess in terms of like from the e-commerce channel, right? Like, do you run ads? Like, how do you get in front of your current customer base online?
Yeah. So for us, like more of a market segment is B2B. So it is mostly like reaching out through trade shows, through, you know, like we have people, salespeople who are looking into the sales, where they are like marketing to like a B2B clientele. And that is how we are reaching to them. And like many people find us through, you know, through our retailers or other like B2B businesses. And also like we have our own website, it's omsutra.com. Where we sell our online collection.
Right. Yeah. So you're saying that essentially like your products are in retailers, and then people find you there, and they might like, you know, Google you or look you up, and they find your website, and that's how those people might buy directly from your website.
But mostly it's organic, and through our social media channels, like we are on Instagram, Facebook, and many of my connections like on LinkedIn as well. So like when we are doing like B2B, you know, And like the strategic partnerships, and also there are different channels through which people find us. And of course, like you need to advertise, but like we believe more into organic reach.
For sure. So obviously, we just started 2024. So, what are some of your biggest goals for this year? What are you really looking to accomplish for Om Sutra?
So like recently we have been like certified as an MWBE through like New York State and New York City. So we are looking into more opportunities working with the government contracting, and also like we are looking into like adding more of our channel in like premium luxury gifting with the corporate. So this way, like when we are collaborating with the and having partnership with corporate, we can make that impact more bigger and better. So our objective is how we can make that massive positive impact through our outreach, because how we are doing it differently is like we are going to offer more of the personalization to those corporate, like who are looking for the gifts as per their brand ethos, and like as per their branding, giving them more personalization. So when they are buying from Om Sutra, they are not only buying the gifts, they're also being a part of the that positive impact. So it's buying gift, they're also making a good impact, because that is the whole objective. Like our core value is like all about sustainability, quality, like innovative designs, and our thing is the mantra is people and planet over profits. Of course, like it has to make the revenue, but first objective when we are designing the collection, it's all about how it is affecting the planet and the people, and more about the sustainability approaches we have. It's not only about the designing that we are doing or the product we are making, but it's also about the process of doing business is also with sustainable practices.
For sure. So your strategy for 2024 is, I guess, in a sense, kind of similar to what it's been, right? It's more of the B2B corporate gifting, and then your goal was essentially, somebody might get a gift from Om Sutra, then to your point, they find you organically through your website, and they can buy directly from you. But it's still sort of focusing on building those relationships in the corporate or B2B space, correct?
We have, it's not that we are not focusing on D2C, we are focusing that as well. But Om Sutra is actually, it's a purpose-driven enterprise. It's all about how we can make that impact, how we can bring those sustainability. So we feel that like if we focus more on those areas like B2B, we can make that impact more. So for those reasons, like we focus, 80% of our focus is, B2B, I would
For
say.
sure. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in your business today?
Like the trends. So like to survive, to like survive, I would say like to be more of a sustainable, when we are looking into the sustainability aspect of business, I feel it's very important like to look into the trends, to look into the market competition, and also like how you can make the changes, the flexibility part, So depending upon how the situation is, how the trend is, how the competition is in the market, you have to make the changes and adaptive, Adaptability, I think it's so important. Like when we had this pandemic, you had to like always brainstorming what I can do next, What are the ways we can, like having a growth which can keep on going no matter what the challenges are. So you have to be like flexible in your outreach, flexible in your operation, like depending upon how the conditions are. So
For sure. So, obviously, now in 2024, that many companies look for ways to use things like AI. So, do you guys use AI in the business? And if not, where could you see AI coming in and playing a role in 2024?
I think AI is really good. It is helping a lot for business owners like me. And like I feel it is really great, like such a great way of thought provoking. Like just yesterday, like I'm a part of a NASDAQ Entrepreneurs Center. So it's a group of women business owners where we come together and try to look into things and navigate. So we had like one of the business owners showing us how, what are the different AI tools that we can use in our businesses. And like we came across, oh my God, it was initially, it was just ChatGPT. Now it's Midjourney, Copilot. There are so many out there. And I feel like when we are talking about AI, it's not only about the business, but it's also about the individual, So there are so many tools for mental health, for example. I feel there is a really a great scope out there for growing that market as well. through AI tools and how it is making the process much more easier. But one thing is sad because many people are also losing, like they're having a hard time, like the people who are into business of writing and doing designing and those things, for them it is a challenge. But I feel like along with that challenges, there will be a way, there is a way for them to use the AI tools and grow from there.
Yeah, I think it just makes their jobs easier. I mean, and it's like something that would have taken them a few hours, they can like there still needs to be like a human element. I always say like if you don't enter in the right content into ChatGPT or to whatever software, they're not going to do all the work for you. There still needs to be some like level of human element
Human level
involved.
is always important, like because like when we are talking about, I did mention that AI is good for mental health, but not for every extent, to some extent. When people, especially, it depends on what situation, like people who are lonely, for example, and they are looking for some kind of, to talk to someone or do something different, and they're having hard time for people to help them. So for those people, for people who are like in a way challenged at in some way or other, for them it's helpful. But human aspect, the human touch is always there, that is always needed. So that is something that you can't replace, no matter how much the technology is there. You need that human intervention, and because it's the human who has developed those AI.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
So you need to understand like what you are capable of, what are the things you can do, and what are the things you cannot. So based on your capability, your physical and mental ability, you should look into things, and based on that, you should come up with like any business that you're planning to, because those things are so important. Because if you are like able to handle the challenges, and if you're looking to start a business based on those, like if you are also like, when the way we make the product, right, it should be market fit. Same thing I feel like for the entrepreneurs, or the for the people who feels like going into the business, I think they should also have that kind of element, like am I fit, in the sense like, can, if these challenges comes my way, what are the ways I will handle if I'm able to handle? So based on that, I think one should look into.
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Amsutra?
Like having great contracts with the government, and also like a partnership with the corporate, and going into like, more of the luxury, like personalized gifting. And the idea is not only United States, but globally. So hopefully we'll be able to reach that height.
Amazing. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess the best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, so it's our website, it's omsutra.com, and they can always reach out to me through email. It's jyoti@omsutra.com, and we have our Instagram, it's like omsutra, and LinkedIn on like we are as omsutra, and I have my LinkedIn as well. So yeah, so it's jyoti.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you so much for your time today, and we're rooting for you guys.
thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.
Nice to
All right, bye.